In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and that they should shine as lights in the world. Can you relate to that as you seek to represent your Savior today? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking again today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. I thought maybe we could talk about some things that we might do on New Year's Day as a family. And I've thought of a few things. Since I never had a very big family, you were it, as you know, and I guess most of my listeners know, my husband died when my baby was only 10 months old, so we were a family of two. And I don't think I ever got very serious about family traditions or anything like that. But I've always used New Year's Day myself to sort of take an inventory of my life. I like to make sure that my checkbook is balanced. I like to go back over my calendar of the year, my engagement book. I like to try to think of spiritual lessons that have been learned. Can you think of ways in which your family could do some of these things together?
Well, we're going to have my husband's whole family with us. It would be really fun to be able to sit around with the whole group and talk about what lessons we've learned this past year, whether it be my son having learned to tie his shoes or whether it be my daughter learning to subtract a certain page of numbers under 2 minutes. We would like to talk about what we have learned in our Sunday school and in our church, especially because the children have a program with their Sunday school and memorizing verses. And we also have a memory verse system at home in our family that's different from the Sunday school system. So I would like to go over with them all the verses that they have learned in that this past year. You suggested, Mom, that we measure the children. The children really enjoy doing that. One thing that we do as a family in devotional time after breakfast, we have a reading from the Bible, and then we may review our memory verses, and then we have a prayer time, and we all kneel at our coffee table and pray, and we have a prayer notebook that we have been writing down our prayer requests, the date that we start praying about them, and then the date that they are answered. So it would be wonderful to go through that prayer notebook over this past year and see how the Lord has been faithful to answer prayers, whether he's answered them yes or no or wait on them. It would be great for the kids to see how he has been faithful.
I think it's a wonderful idea for a family to have a prayer notebook. And I really have not kept a prayer notebook as such until rather recently. And I found it particularly strengthening to my faith when I put down just the seemingly tiny little things that I pray about, because those are the ones that are so easy to forget to thank the Lord for when he answers them. Mm-hmm. So there's a wonderful suggestion. If you've never kept one, then New Year's Day would be a great time to begin. Just get yourself a little spiral notebook from the dime store and write down some of the prayers that your family is praying together. Not by any means all of them, of course, mm-hmm. but some of the little tiny things mm-hmm. that it's easy to forget to thank the Lord for, but if it's there on paper, then you can remember to do it. I think New Year's Day is very often a discouraging day for a lot of people because they look back and they think, I have made not one inch of progress mm-hmm. in this time. And in this old book that I've been reading, and I'm not going to give you the name of it because I don't think it's available anymore. But here is what this very wise saint says. Some people are discouraged by what they consider their lack of progress. I don't seem to do any better. I cannot seem to pray any better. I don't know God any better than I did 10 or 20 or 50 years ago, they say. They may well be quite mistaken. But in any case, it is wrong of them to be discouraged. how long it takes to learn another human being whom you can see and touch and talk with, how much more difficult to learn the invisible things of God. But here, too, there is often a darkness which is creative. It may be when God seems most remote, prayer most arid, living for Him most difficult, that His Spirit is most active in the soul, transforming it, if only it goes on trusting Him and trying to serve Him. So in the end, it will be as it was with the shepherds. Seeing, they understood. And this writer is speaking of the shepherds who came to the manger to see the baby Jesus. Seeing, they understood. In the end, there will be the enlightenment, the deep understanding, the wisdom. In the end. But first, we are to remember how the story goes on. Mary treasured up all these sayings and reflected on them in her heart. No one can become wise in a day or a year, for wisdom is the fruit of much deep pondering. Well, that's the end of that quotation. Back to some other things that a family might do on New Year's Day, Val. What else can you suggest?
Well, I think it would be a great idea for the children to empty their closets completely and sort out the things that they definitely do not need and the things that they definitely want to save as mementos and organize them. I'm looking forward to doing that. I haven't done that in the past, but I do love to organize things when I make the time to do it. And I do love to help the children understand what really is important to keep and what's not important. I'm afraid I'm more for throwing out than I am for keeping things. I've learned that from my mother. But the closets do get cluttered so fast, and it's interesting to watch the children in their reactions to my saying this really could be thrown out or we really should save this. I've got,
oh, Mom, I can't get rid of that.
I've got one daughter who really wants to save things and may burst into tears whenever I suggest we need to get rid of something. And then I've got two other children who are perfectly willing to throw out things when I say, I think we need to throw this out. They say, okay. So I think there is the better part of wisdom is to help us to see that things are really of no value in the light of eternity.
Is there any helpful rule that they could go by to make the judgment as to whether or not this thing goes out and that thing stays? Could you just say, well, have you used this since last New Year's Day?
Right.
Here's your chance to give away something that's perfectly good to somebody who really does need it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Might that help?
Yes, it does help when I show them that there are other children or even the missionary families that we know that would love to have something like that if they haven't used it within a year and they know that a missionary child or another family could use it, then that really helps them to accept being able to get rid of it.
Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, made it the rule of his life that he went through everything once a year, and anything he found that he had not used during the previous year, he felt duty-bound before God to give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not necessarily a hard and fast rule alongside the law of Sinai, but I think it's a principle that a wise spiritual man made for himself that ought to be at least considered by the rest of us. And I have certainly used that as a norm for myself. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time sometimes deciding about clothes, particularly because I don't have a lot of clothes, and I do have to have relatively decent dresses to wear when I speak on a platform and things like that, and sometimes it's hard to decide. But I figure if I've gotten through a year without it, then I can easily get through the next year, especially mm-hmm. with clothes, because styles do change,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to New Year's Day, this is an excellent time to start over. I think it's very important that you start cleaning a closet or a dresser by literally taking everything out. With a dresser, obviously you can empty one drawer at a time and just
right.
literally dump it upside down on the bed so that everything that's there has to be inventoried and made a decision about.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't put anything back in the drawer without making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Lars and I had to clean out the garage about a month ago. And he always dreads anything like that. But he did promise me that we would clean out the garage if we had a rainy day. He's been painting. Well, the first thing that I went at was a cupboard in which he keeps his painting materials. And I knew that he had a whole lot of old brushes and old rollers and old paint cans and old buckets that he never used. And so, to his dismay, I just began by yanking literally everything out of that cupboard. Oh. I mean, he was in beside himself. And then he just sort of calmed down and he said, okay, I guess that's the right way to do it. And he could see that it was. And we simply began putting things back. And it was amazing how even Lars was willing to throw away about half of what was in that paint closet. Mm-hmm. So we're down to our last minute, Val. Have you got one more suggestion for New Year's Day?
Helping the children to look at their money situation, we are trying to teach them to keep an envelope for saving, an envelope for tithing, and an envelope for spending. And I think it would be a very good idea to look at their money and how they have spent it in the past year, and whether they have been happy with how they spent their money, and whether they would like to do better this coming year on how they're going to spend their money or what they're going to save it for.
Thank you, Val, and Happy New Year to all of you.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.